Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Look how off I am. I've got pyramid music playing. We're playing the match game.
First thing I noticed.
That's last week's game.
Yeah, I was mentally preparing for something different.
I'm totally off. I have to tell Red Rachel and BB Shea. I'm off energy drinks and Diet Coke, and I'm slumped. I apologize to both of you.
Good for you, I guess, but it's just a matter of time before it comes back.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. And then we're sitting here. See, I'm also on edge because BB Shea came in and said he went to a funeral this weekend, and he wore shorts to the funeral. And some people gave him grief about that. Said, you don't wear shorts to a funeral. And you were all indignant and everything. And
I didn't get that memo. I didn't know that was a thing.
There's no memo. This is a service for the departed.
But still, does that mean that I'm disrespectful because I wear shorts? Is that a...
I think you're disrespectful to the event. I mean, that's a more formal... That's kind of a more... You're bereaved.
I get it. Doesn't make
He's
me
bereaved
a sap,
on a
though.
Budget. He's bereaved on a budget.
Maybe yeah. That could be your new line. Get your ticket out of this
bereaved
joint.
Bereaved on a budget.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know my clothes decided what sad
to Exactly, dude.
Did you go to church growing up?
Yeah, I did.
What did you wear to church?
Shorts, depending on the time of year.
Okay.
I hate that. I see that. I go to church.
That was never a thing at our church.
No.
Hold on. It was always pants?
We were supposed to pause after he said, I go to church.
I'm so sorry, my bad.
You should wear pants to church, and you should wear pants to a funeral. You should know that.
I used to agree with this, but you know, you're also not supposed to wear pajamas at Walmart, but people do that anyway. So
but
let's just embrace it.
But Walmart is Walmart. You know, this is we are to say goodbye to a
if you can't
friend
beat
or family
if you
member.
Can't beat them, join them. You know, everybody's doing this stuff now.
I don't like that. I don't like that. If I'd seen that, I would have been... Well, I wouldn't have said anything to you, but I would have judged you. You know how I do. I'd have said something later. Like, did you see that?
In the handshake line?
Yeah. Yeah, in the handshake line, I'd have been like, you see hot dog guy over there?
Hey, what do I know that guy from?
Yeah.
I've seen him stuff his face with hot dogs. Well, we'll make sense on why he's wearing shorts.
I do wear pants when I review hot dogs, though.
I know.
I only wear pants when I review
hot dogs. What a
great
point.
Very formal event.
That's right.
This is a round-headed guy with the shorts on over there.
Hey, hot dog guy.
Put on some pants. You're sitting here at a funeral, for goodness sake. So next time, what will you do?
Probably wear shorts.
Even after you were told?
Even after. Like Rachel said, I'm trying to break down the walls.
Mm. But that's not a wall you want to break down. Why would you break down that wall?
I don't know.
You should not break down
that
wall.
I'm trying to be comfy.
Comfort, but you should spend an hour out of your comfort zone. It's a funeral. Chris Dim's right. You're bereaved. This is an area where you have to.
I'm not going to start listening to Chris Dim now.
never will.
Well, then don't ask for my advice.
I said I feel like you would give me grief over it if I showed up to a funeral with shorts.
I think that's accurate.
Yes, I agree.
Just a side note, speaking from experience here, I would listen to Chris Dim on tips.
Yeah, right.
I had your attitude 16 years ago.
Look at him now.
Exactly.
Check the dry erase board. Oh, yeah. It's got a one on it.
I'd like to remind you, BB Shea, I often have to wake you.
That's right. If he had listened to Chris Dim, your phone wouldn't be ringing at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's right. Let's play the Big Money Celebrity Match game here. You can try to match Chris Dim, Biggie, Red Rachel, and... Are you wearing shorts today?
I am wearing shorts.
BB Shea here. Well, that's okay. That's okay. Scotty, hello. How are you?
Hey, doing well, guys. Hope you are.
Yeah, doing very well, thank you. So you can have A, B, C, or D. We'll give you a match game puzzle. You try to fill it in. We'll leave one word out of it, leave it blank, and match as many as you can. 4 is a perfect score today. Scotty, which would you like?
B, boy.
B for boy. Here we go. All right, everybody listen closely and write down the answer you think will best, or you will say the answer you think will match these folks. Larry said, I just met the plainest girl in the world. She's so plain, she doesn't even have a blank. Think about that and write down your answers, everybody. And then you, Scotty, will try to match them. Larry said, I just met the plainest girl in the world. She's so plain, she doesn't even have a blank. It's a pretty tough one to start there.
It doesn't. My marker doesn't work, just so you guys are going to take my word for it.
Oh, no.
Is there another one in the bag?
I don't think so.
Hold on, I'll get you another marker. We have no more markers? Oh, no. All right, we'll take your word.
You can see the silhouette of what I tried to write.
Okay, that's what it'll have to be. Larry said, I just met the plainest girl in the world. She's so plain, she doesn't even have a blank. You're in, Biggie, you're in. Did BB Shea give you his marker?
Yeah, he did now.
Oh.
It was his idea.
What a gentleman.
I happen to have an extra one in my choice.
Yes, yes.
Y'all can share.
Why don't y'all share a marker? Yeah, I think that. I think you can share. All right, so now you're in.
I'm in.
Okay, we'll go back over to you, Scotty. Larry said, I just met the plainest girl in the world. She's so plain, she doesn't even have a blank. What do you say?
The only thing that comes to mind is face.
She doesn't even have a face. All right. Biggie.
Said name.
Name. Pretty good. Kristen.
I thought name, but I wrote face.
Wow. Oh. Great one. Okay, that's one for you, Sky. I thought this was a pretty hard match game puzzle. Red Rachel.
I wrote face.
She's so plain, she doesn't even have a face. Shorts. What do you say?
Shorts.
I did not listen to Chris Dem again. I put name.
Name. I guess it was one or the other, wasn't it? I had a hard time coming up with anything on that. Well played by all of y'all. Two is the score, and Kyle will go next. That means he has to have a two to stay in the game, or three gives him the lead. Kyle, would you like A, C, or D?
Let's go with C.
Okay.
I'm going with C.
Somebody tells me there's a boss right now going, has anyone seen Kyle?
Like in a broom closet or something. All right.
I'm trying to win movie tickets.
See, it is. Nick said, my son wants to be just like the guy down the street. Unfortunately, the guy down the street is a blank. Think about it. Write down your answer. Nick said, my son wants to be just like the guy down the street. Unfortunately, the guy down the street is a blank. Have you seen the new Mission Impossible movie yet, BB Show?
No, I haven't.
But you're a fan of the...
I love the series, but I just haven't made it to the theaters yet.
Yeah. I knew you were. I knew you told me you were a big fan. Do you... And it still did well at the box office again this weekend. And that Lilo and Stitch did very, very well again. Nick said, my son wants to be just like the guy down the street. Unfortunately, the guy down the street is a blank. Is everybody in? Had your marker ready? Okay. Kyle, need two to tie, three to take the lead. What do you say?
I'm going to say a drug dealer.
Drug dealer. Nick said, my son wants to be just like the guy down the street. Unfortunately, the guy down the street is a drug dealer. Biggie.
Drug dealer.
Ooh. Wow. What in the world? That is a great one. You got that one too, Biggie. Good job. Kristen.
I might need a judge's ruling. Meth cooker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's drugs.
It's Las Drogas.
The cook and the dealer. This,
oh, they're different.
They're two different businesses. Different.
Have you seen Breaking Bad?
I have.
Yeah. Walter White didn't sell.
I have. No, he didn't.
Okay. Maybe he's right.
Okay.
If we'd graduated from DARE, we'd know.
Did you all do the DARE program?
No.
No.
Then I'm not going to speak anymore. The DARE. I'm not going to say anything more about the DARE program. If you saw someone in a DARE t-shirt smoking a marijuana cigarette, ironically.
Your reaction?
Reaction would be what?
This sounds about right. I don't know.
Baby Shay.
Sounds like a guy I want to hang out with.
No. You're not supposed to do that. Red Rachel.
I said a stripper.
A stripper. Need drug dealer, BB Shay.
I said a petter ass.
A petter ass. He's that petter ass down the street. Jeez, sorry, Kyle.
8-year-olds, dude.
We outruled you. Sorry, overruled that get. So 2-1, and Kyle, we have to say goodbye to Kyle. We go to Noah next, and Noah can have A or D here. Again, 2-3, 3 takes the lead. Noah, would you like A or D?
Take A.
A it is. All right, listen closely. Everybody write down the best answer to this. Popeye ate so much spinach, his blank turned green. Think about that and write down the answer. Do you all know Popeye?
I do.
Yes.
Good.
Did you see the story that broke about that over the weekend? Remember the movie with Robin Williams?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen the whole thing, but apparently one of the producers at the time said that of all the movies he's ever been to, and this person, you'd know his name if you really followed the movie biz, said it was the most coked up set he'd ever seen in his life.
Popeye.
Wow. Popeye.
Well, Robin Williams. And then olive oil was she was in The Shining, right?
Shelley Duvall.
And I can't remember who Bluto, the bad guy, was.
I can't either. I never saw it.
But they said it was the most coked up set he'd ever seen.
It would seem like a not a very good movie. I saw...
Oh, it looked awful.
Yeah. I saw bits of it on HBO. This is years and years ago. And it looked terrible. Yeah. I'm not surprised to hear that, unfortunately, for Robin Williams. Popeye ate so much spinach that his blank turned green.
Right?
Noah, you're thinking about that. Everybody's writing down their answers. Again, 2 ties it, and 3 gives you the lead. Everybody in?
Yep.
Okay. Back over to you, Noah. Popeye ate so much spinach that his blank turned green. What do you say?
I'm going to go with arms.
His arms turned green. Biggie.
Well, I don't know. I said muscles.
I call it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I see it.
His muscles. Yeah, that's what he always
does. Yeah.
Dang.
All right, Kristen, that's one.
Is it pee?
His pee turned green. Red Rachel.
His hair.
His hair turned green. Need to see his arms, BBJ.
I said his hog.
His hog. I wondered if you might.
Yeah, I
thought you might. Okay. His hog does not get us there. And Noah, we have to say goodbye to you, although you had a good answer. And Biggie is just on fire in there. Look at you.
Yeah.
That's one
rested.
Day.
He's 72 hours rest.
One day without an illness. That's right. Danny?
Extra long weekends. That's the answer.
That's two three-day weekends in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make it a habit.
Trust me, he's counting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
Okay, that means that Danny is the only person standing between Scotty and the win. Danny, there's one less for you, left for you. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Listen closely. Harry said to Bill, "What's green and scaly and 10 feet tall?" Bill said, "I don't know." Harry said, "I don't know either, but it's blanking your wife." Think about that right down the edge. Harry said to Bill, "What's green and scaly and 10 feet tall?" Bill said, "I don't know." Harry said, "I don't know either, but it's blanking your wife." Think about it. Write down the answer. Danny, you need 2 to tie and 3 to win. It's been an interesting game.
Could this have come from the original game?
It was from the original game, yes, it was. Yes, yes, it was.
Pretty out there.
Harry said to Bill, "What's green and scaly and 10 feet tall?" Bill said, "I don't know." Harry said, "I don't know either, but it's blanking your wife." Everybody in. Okay. We go to you, Danny. Fill in that blank. Get at least 2 to tie. What do you say?
Wow. Dinosaur.
Oh, oh, dear.
Boy, you really messed that up.
Well, all right. BB Shay, Rachel, thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
We'll do it again tomorrow this time. Maybe with the. We'll have pens for everybody.
Biggie.
Eating.
That's a great answer. That's what I was thinking. Chris Dibb.
I thought eating, but I wrote stooping.
Stooping. Stooping, eating, definitely the way to go. Red Rachel.
I wrote kissing.
Kissing. All of these are good answers. BB Shay.
I wrote dinosaur.
You wrote, what? 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 Wow.
I wrote eating. I wrote eating.
Eating. Man, I'm sorry. It's possibly misunderstood the question.
Yes.
Wow. Scotty wins. I bet Scotty was so happy when he heard the word dinosaur come out of his mouth.